The following is a paid presentation. The medical recommendations and views expressed may not be those of BNN Bloomberg Radio 1150. Always consult your family doctor or pharmacist. Now, health and wellness with Wayne Elliott. Here's your host, Ashley Dara.
Welcome to the Health and Wellness Show with Wayne Elliott. Wayne is a natural health advocate and has been for more than 20 years. He's also a friend and a student to the founder of Strauss Naturals, Jim Strauss. Wayne is here to offer his insight on everything health and wellness. Wayne, how's it going this morning?
Always well, thanks, Ashley. How are you?
I am lovely. I got my garden in last weekend, and the summertime weather has just been great for my soul. I feel so much better.
It is nice, isn't it? My wife has all of her flowers planted, and I just love that. I love the colors in nature. You know, it's always love flowers, but it's just so colorful. And I love green. It's my favorite color, and the grass and trees are so green right now. It's I guess maybe it's my favorite time of year.
I would have to agree with you. The one thing I'm struggling with is the birds seem to be liking my tomato plants, and I don't know how to combat that.
Well, some people let them eat their share and then take what's left. Otherwise, I don't know what you could do.
I know. Well, we're heading into summertime. You know, people are getting busy with their gardens, but once the lockdown here lifts, people are going to be busy heading out. And I noticed that Strauss Naturals actually has a new product out. Would you like to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, this is fabulous, really. I'm pretty excited about it. You know, I'm just a big believer in natural, everything natural. And the ingredients in the travel bug, of course, are natural, very good for you. Garlic, ginger, tastes great. I just had my first taste of it a couple of weeks ago. And it's good for children over six. So what it was really made for was nausea, motion sickness, whether folks get more, their children get motion sick in the vehicle, in the car, in a boat, in an airplane, in a train or a bus. Motion sickness is motion sickness, and it's not nice. It doesn't feel nice. Anybody who's been seasick knows that. It's also great for upper respiratory, Health Canada has confirmed. So it seems a very fitting product for these days. And I love that children can take it, because the alternative, for the most part, has been the likes of Gravol. And some people use it to help their kids go to sleep and stop bothering them. But this will not make anyone drowsy, the travel bug. You can't use it to put your kids to sleep, but just very healthy, good ingredients that are good supports for the immune system. I think that given the, as you say, you know, summertime, so there's going to be more travel. I know a lot of people aren't traveling now, but I believe there sure will be a lot, Ashley, when these restrictions loosen up. We get back to some semblance of normal. Most people have missed their vacation trips in the last year and a half. So I think it's a fitting time. And again, I'm always thrilled when a product is approved for young children, because there's so little that is. And I never liked it. I remember when raising my boys, who are now in their late 30s and early 40s, but Gravol again, not, no disrespect to Gravol, but that was often used. And, you know, I was never thrilled about it then, because of course it isn't natural ingredients in those kinds of products or pharmaceuticals. And so I just think this is great. I'm excited for people, and I have grandbabies myself now, granddaughters, and all toddlers. And you know, it's great that there's a product like this that's available to people. So that's it's just now available, actually, in May. And you can find out more, of course, or order or find a store near you at straussnaturals.ca. That's the Strauss website. And check out other things while you're there. But Yeah, Travel Bug, a new product. There's a lot of research and development apparently done on it or with it, and it's now available. So, yeah, that's exciting news for me.
I noticed on the website there's actually 10% off the Travel Bug until the end of the month, too. And, you know, that is such a big concern for parents when it looks you look toward giving something to your child. You take such higher concern than when you put something into your own body. You know what I mean? Like, we would maybe take a Gravol and not hesitate. But for our kids, it's a little bit more worrisome. And I had a little brother. He used to get a lot of motion sickness on car rides. The ups and downs on the old country roads used to bother him. And something like that is probably a lot more reassuring to parents. The whole natural feeling and that it's okay for kids and pregnant women, right?
Exactly. I was just going to say, Ashley, that's the other thing, because expecting moms often have nausea, and so that, you know, the trio of products that are approved for expecting moms and children are the Travel Bug now, the smooth oregano that Strauss manufactures, good tasting, and boy, it works. It's not to hot or burn you like the oil of oregano. Just a great product, safe for kids and expecting moms, and the Cold Storm that and I can't claim personal experience with Cold Storm. Actually, I haven't had a cold, you know, and I guess in a very long time. So I've not used Cold Storm myself. I've certainly tried it and everything, but I've not ever used it. They sell a lot of it, and people have claimed, you know, that they used to get colds. They don't now, and they've said when they do get a cold, it seems to be over with in a day or two, not drag on. So, as I say, I can't say my own personal experience, which is usually all I talk about, but I can say that much. And these three products are safe for expecting moms and young children. So, yeah, there are not many products that are approved for expecting moms and children. And so it means they're safe for that little baby growing inside the mom as well. And I just, that warms my heart, to tell you the truth, that they're not, helpless otherwise. You know, it's kind of funny too, because kids are prescribed pharmaceuticals and so are expecting moms. And yet, there's very few natural products that are approved for those two groups, the kids and the moms. So yeah, it's exciting, Ashley.
And that's sort of been a firm belief of the Strauss motto the entire time, right? Keep everything as natural as possible. And it's been a family drive business for quite a long time.
Well, as Jim Strauss always said, he was famous for it, everything our bodies need is provided by nature. And let's face it, until about 1950 or so, actually, it's all that we had in the world was what nature provided. The natives have, for centuries, the Chinese herbal medicine, very successful for centuries. So nothing has changed. You know, nature's still doing what it always did. I think humans are the only ones the only creatures that aren't doing what we always did. You know, the bears and the fish and the birds, they're all still doing the same thing. Humans have kind of challenged nature as though we could do better with the likes of genetically modified foods, man-made foods, these man-made chemicals that are not only in pharmaceuticals but in so many things surrounding us today, likely in your own homes, under your kitchen sink, perhaps your personal hygiene products contain chemicals, shampoos and so forth. So we are surrounded by them. And all the plastic made from hydrocarbons and chemicals, and it's not doing us well. Actually, simple as that. Plastic has become a huge problem for the world environmentally, and you know, these chemicals. Before COVID, there was 160,000 commercial airline flights per day in the world. Tremendous pollution. I don't know, multiples more vehicles on the road than there was years ago. Way more trucks since the world's kind of gone to just-in-time delivery. There's double the number of trucks on the road in North America than there was 10 years ago. So, you know, we're doing more polluting. As much as diligent as we try and be, and with all the regulations and so forth, we still are polluting more all the time. And of course, our bodies are not immune to that. Yeah, the real problem. So, you know, I believe with all my heart that Jim Strauss had it right. I always remember a year or so before Jim passed, he told me that he found three antibiotic herbs in the meadows and forest out in the center of BC where he lived. And he said, we have no use for them. I said, what does that mean, Jim? He said, well, it means there's more diseases coming. And I thought that, you know, I was so fascinated with that he found three antibiotic herbs, but they aren't good for anything. We don't need them for anything right now. And because nature never did anything by accident, Jim believed that lightning hits forests sometimes and creates forest fires because we need the smoke and we need the ash. And it's just nature's way. Sometimes we have terrible, tragic things like tsunamis and earthquakes. But, nature's proportion of everything is perfect, you know, and the nature doesn't duplicate itself. There are no two giraffes or pine trees who are identical. You know, every single creature has its own DNA. That's the natural way. So, you know, I'm just, as you know, a 110% firm believer in that, and believe in nature. And so natural products and good natural foods are certainly part of good health. There's no question about that.
Absolutely. And when you look at the world having these catastrophes and then healing itself over time and time and time again, it really does make us feel quite small.
Well, you bet. When I was a kid, I know this is an exaggeration, I'm going to say, but you could almost walk across Hamilton Bay or Lake Erie. They were so polluted. And once we stopped factories having discharge pipes go into the harbor in Hamilton or into Lake Erie, you know, Lake Erie surrounded with steel mills and plants. And that was, for many years, the way to get rid of just put it in the ocean or the lake. It's gone. And we polluted those two bodies that I just mentioned so badly. Well, since we stopped those actions, it's incredible how nature has cleaned itself up. You know, Lake Erie is beautiful. I live on Lake Erie, and nice clear water. So it is amazing. Nature has great healing powers of itself, you know, for itself, rather. So my money's always on nature, really. And I'd be pretty tough to convince otherwise, actually, at this point.
Absolutely. Now, I know you have quite the lengthy career in recycling, too, Wayne. So I want to pick your brain on that in just a couple of minutes, because you just said something to me that's really interesting. So we're going to get to that when the Health and Wellness Show continues.
Back to Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott on BNN Bloomberg Radio 1150.
Welcome back to the Health and Wellness Show with Wayne Elliott. Wayne, you told me once that you were in the recycling business for 50 plus years, correct?
This is my 51st, yes.
Well, that is quite the lengthy one. And so you must know a lot about the effects. And I know you were just talking about commercial airlines, how they've more than doubled over the last 10 years. And same with long-haul trucking and the pollution we're putting into the air. Yesterday, I'm in downtown Hamilton, and I got this special weather statement on my phone saying that the air might not be great. The air quality is polluted right now for a few hours through the day. Do you know anything more about that?
Well, you do have a couple of steel plants in Hamilton, and mind you, actually, they've made great strides with this stuff. I remember as a small child, with my grandma and aunt on Ottawa Street in Hamilton, watching the Santa Claus parade. And I'll never forget this. It's crazy. I have this image from, I don't know, 3 or 4 years old, and watching the floats, you know, and just excited as heck, standing on the sidewalk. And then here came Santa Claus, the last float, you know. And what I'll always remember is this giant black cloud of smoke over Ottawa Street from one of the steel mill plants that had, whatever, cleared its boilers or, these were in the days before an Environmental Protection Act. There was no EPA till 1970. So, you know, we dumped pollutants in the lake and the bay and the air. And, you know, fast forward to today, these steel mills, you don't see black smoke coming out of them anymore. They have scrubbers and bag houses to collect the dust. And but I, you know, the globe is warming up. You know, with the growth in population, you consider that, you know, for example, China used to make no steel, zero, 20-odd years ago. Today, they make eight times more than the United States makes. They're not, the U.S. is number two steel maker in the world. China's eight times more than that. China has 4,500 of the coal-burning electric power plants of the 8,000 that's in the world. So, you know, we're heating up the atmosphere. There's still a fair bit of manufacturing in Hamilton. You know, so it would be difficult to say specifically why, but in Hamilton is an industrial city still. And, of course, this is where these things seem to be the most extreme. Hamilton, Pittsburgh, Chicago, you know, it's all steel-making cities and metal manufacturing areas. Higher populations, more vehicles, more heavy equipment, cranes, trucks, loaders. So I think it all contributes. And even engines now, actually, the engines that are in ships and buses and cars and trucks are more environmentally friendly than the previous models of engines. And you know, so we are doing some major things to mitigate it, but as the population grows as it has, and industry grows as it has, you know, I don't know if we're keeping even, if we're getting ahead, or falling a bit behind yet, but yeah, you'll always see cities like Hamilton will have this issue, say, more than where I'm sitting here in Port Colborne on the edge of the lake. So it's that's all I could say about that, really. And a lot of these industries aren't white glove industries, actually. You know, they're really not. But you know, they follow the law. As they say, you don't see black smoke billowing out anymore like there was when I was a kid. But we are still generating the heat. So, you know, you hear about this, you know, the UV index as well, and they'll give air quality results, and anybody with respiratory issues, boy, they can tell those days. I mean, humidity is bad enough, but when you add a high pollution factor, I can't even imagine it in China and Thailand anymore in the big cities where everybody wears a mask all the time because you can see particulates floating in the air. A couple of our guys were in China when we opened an office there a few years ago, and I wouldn't go, and I won't go. They said when they came in for being out for the day at meetings and plants and stuff, they came in and there was actually stuff on their skin, and, you know, floating particulate in the air. So terrible for respiratory, and should caution the people when they get those reports, as you just have for Hamilton, anyone with respiratory problems, you know, it might be a good day to stay inside and, you know, thank goodness for air conditioning once it gets real hot.
Absolutely.
You know, we can't stop this completely, of course. It's like, in my opinion, it's kind of like COVID. We just cannot be as safe as what we'd like to be. You know, you've got essential services and, people still, you know, goods and services crossing the border and all this kind of thing. So it's a tough to be as safe as what we would like to be when you consider this virus is alive and outside, alive and well, just like any other growing living thing. And I'm really hoping that these numbers change to the extent that the government will take some actions to get us back to normal, Ashley, because this has not been good for almost anybody's mental health and well-being, and not so good for our physical health either. The gyms have been closed, and people told to stay inside and so forth. So it's a very unhealthy time is what it has been this past year and a half or a year and a bit. And, you know, we need that sunshine, Ashley. We need the fresh air. We need to get out amongst the bugs and the bacteria and the virus. It's how we stay strong. Our immune system stays strong. And so, you know, I must admit, I've been a little stressed, and I have a lot of training to deal with that. And yet, I'm just very bothered by what I see going on with children and you know, people suffering through this. So, got to say our prayers. We get this behind us and get back to our normal lives. There has to be some anxiety for everyone. Just the fact that you cannot do things you're used to doing. It's that in itself, just saying the words, you know, is stressful.
Absolutely. And a lot of people are trying to find ways to cope with the stress right now, myself included. I was having a hard time finding motivation and feeling creative. And then once the weather started to turn around, I started gardening, as I was mentioning to you earlier. And it just connects me back with nature. It really brings me back down and centers me. And I feel a lot more at ease when I'm out in the garden, when I'm tending to the plants.
Well, sure, and you're getting some exercise and stretching like you're supposed to do. We have arms and legs for a reason. And I've always called that, whether you're gardening, going for a stroll, taking a bicycle ride, working out, it burns up bad energy is the term I have always used. Because I have never felt, I've always felt less anxious or less wound up, whatever expression you want to use, after walking, working out, a bicycle ride. So it's just a proven fact. It's just so good for us in more ways than one. So I really hope folks do get out and do whatever they can do. Some of us have health restrictions or constraints due to our health. Well, you know, doing something is better than doing nothing. And as I said before, if you can get a can of pork and beans out of the cupboard and use it, it weighs, I don't know what it weighs, it might weigh a third or half a pound, and just work with that with your arms a little bit and stretch. And you can do some great stretching right in bed. So these are important things, actually, because as we get anxious and stressed, we do tighten up. You can feel that in yourself. I mean, I'll bet people's shoulders and upper back and neck are bothering them more than usual. I know mine are. And it's all part of this. Between lack of activity or less activity and anxiousness caused by the goings-on and COVID, we really have to be aware to try and do extra good things for ourselves. Not to increase the junk food. That's not a good one. And do get outside now. The weather isn't so much of a hindrance now. I know it's tough in the winter time, risk of falling on the ice and hurt yourself and so forth, especially for older folks. But it's nice now, and just get out there and do something. A garden's just a great thing because it's something that needs to be tended to. You don't just plant it and then forget it.
Right, it holds you accountable to doing it every day. That was a big thing for me. As I mentioned, I was struggling to find the motivation to go do it because I've been in this sort of Groundhog Day routine day after day. But now that I have this garden to tend to, it's a responsibility of mine. I have to be out there every day, and I feel great when I come back in.
Yeah, we're so convenience-orientated today, Ashley. Drive-throughs, you know, most fast food, coffee places. They can't succeed unless they have a drive-through because we just as soon not get out of our cars, you know, the convenience side of it. And, you know, there is a real downside to that, of course. And for example, I've got about, my home is about a third of an acre property. So it takes 2 hours to cut the lawn. Between my wife and I, we do it. Sometimes she does it all. Sometimes I do. Sometimes we split it in half. Because we have a walk behind mower, not a self-propelled one. You've got to push it. And, you know, the neighbors will kid us as they're riding around on their lawnmowers, they're riding mowers. But we're not giving up that 2 hours exercise a week. we're just not, you know, it's great. It's not so much I love cutting the lawn. It's always nice to see the results when you're done. It's kind of gratifying, but we want the exercise. So, you know, there's different ways to look at things. Maybe don't, if you're able to walk okay and everything, don't park at the closest spot to the door. You know, park 100 yards away and have a little walk to and from the store. These are all things that can make a difference, actually.
Absolutely, and it's just small, manageable things. Like, you don't need to do it all right away. If you start doing one thing, it can, you know, really help and then get you in a better mindset going forward, because the anxiety is something that, like you said, everyone's dealing with, and a lot of people might not even realize that they're dealing with that anxiety.
Well, that's right. Our subconscious is where we store so much stuff. And you know, the other good thing, actually, the things we're talking about doesn't cost anything or cost very little. Sure, it costs some money to plant a garden, I know, but it doesn't cost anything to go for a stroll. Go out and pick a few weeds, or take a bicycle ride, or, you know, just enjoy the outdoors a little bit, sit in the sun for a while, breathe in that air. I mean, these are all free. There's no charge to it, so it isn't cost standing in our way. And, you know, it's just amazing how much better people can feel and how their health can improve by getting more active. And, you know, not more active than you should be. Let's face it, you don't become Superman overnight, and should only push yourself so far. But it's all important. Keep that muscle mass. And for seniors as well, one of my dear friends and former teammates, who was in the fitness business his whole career, he's always stressed for older people, do leg exercises as well. Keep your legs strong, because what often happens to older folks, they have the fall, break the hip, then you're immobile for months, and pneumonia could easily set in, and there's been so many people lost that way in the past. So you want to keep your legs as fit as possible, so that you know, you have good strength in your legs, you don't lose your balance and have a fall as easily. So I just thought that was worth mentioning as well, because boy, a broken hip, you're not walking anywhere after that for a while. And then there's of course the recovery to build some muscle mass back up. So, you know, it's like anything else, actually, preventative is the best. If you can prevent getting sick, that's the best. If you can prevent getting weak and having an accident like that, and, you know, being bedridden for a while, that's the best. Best not to have the heart attack if you can avoid it. It's a lot easier to do preventative actions than it is to recover from such things as heart attack and stroke. And, you know, that's what I love about the stroke products, is that, you know, I had a heart problem when I was introduced with stroke heart drops, and here I am all these years later, better than I was as a young man. And the other products, yes, I had high blood pressure, and when I took the kidney blood pressure formula 20 years ago, it lowered it. It's been lowered ever since. But it's like maintenance, you know. It's like changing the oil and filter in the car, in my opinion. Some of these cleansing products, bacteria-killing products, it's so you don't end up with a problem. And, of course, if you have a problem, they're great formulas to take. There's no question about that. But, my goodness, if you can avoid a problem, it's just the best way to go, actually.
Well, it's like anything. You wouldn't show up to a test without reading the book ahead of time. You know what I mean? It's much better if you do your homework first and then roll into that test.
Boy, that's a bad example to use for me. I used to try and convince people to lean over when they were done that page so I could copy. So.
Oh, you were the copycat. Busted.
Yeah. I'm just kidding with you, but no, you're absolutely right, and there is a lot we can do for ourselves. You know, I've been more religious than ever in this past year and a half for taking some vitamin and mineral supplements. You know, from COVID, it kind of just woke me up that, wait a minute, you know, I want to do everything I can for myself. So I've been pretty religious, very religious, really, about daily taking vitamin D3. These aren't products that Strauss makes, but they're available at all good health food stores. Vitamin D3, I take a vitamin C every morning. I take it in powdered form and drink it in water. I take a full spectrum mineral. I actually started that years ago, as did my mom, because we get leg and foot cramps. So we're obviously deficient in some minerals, or taking full spectrum minerals wouldn't eliminate that problem like it does for us. So I do take the full spectrum minerals every day. I take turmeric, curcumin. It's a great anti-inflammatory, just a natural herb. That's the main ones. I take another formula from India for gas. Gas can be a real problem when it stays in our body, actually. A real problem. In many different areas, too. And everyone, I'm sure, can relate to if you've had a bloated feeling stomach and then you do pass some gas, how it's often a relief. And it's another reason as well to keep moving, actually, to, I have a friend that's stuck in a chair. And he was having real issues with this, and it was causing pain and tightness and so forth in different areas of his body. And he takes this formula now for, it's called GasX is what I take. It's from India. And it just works well. So, you know, we really have to pay attention. I always hope that folks are a part of their own health, because your health is your wealth. There's just no question about that. All the money in the world can't help you if you lose your health. And so, I really hope folks are paying attention and being a part of their own health choices and using their own common sense. We know a lot of these things, actually. They're in our consciousness or our subconsciousness, but I think we need to focus on them these days. You want to stay healthy. COVID will not be the last virus that comes along, and cancer hasn't gone anywhere, and heart disease and lung disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, hypertension. These are with us, and not good things to suffer through. You know, if you can avoid them, prevent them, or deal with them effectively, not just deal with symptoms so you're on a formula for life, but deal with the problem. And I think that's what I love so much about the Strauss formulas, is that they're just so effective. They're harmless. You know, you're safe. No contraindications. You cannot overdose. I once took a 2-month supply of heart drops during a 2-hour lecture, just to prove to the folks. So you couldn't hurt yourself any more than you could by eating too many apples in a day, like I used to do when I was a Cub Scout. I would eat half the basket, sell the other half. If you overeat, you don't get sick, like with a drug or something, overdosing. Your body knows what to do with it. You're going to gain some weight and you're going to go to the bathroom, right? You don't die from eating too many apples or too much broccoli, especially with natural substances and foods like that. So there's no risk. And in the case of the Strauss formulas, I can't speak for other products and other manufacturers. I just don't know. But in the case of Strauss products, anything they sell, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So you cannot be cheated from your money. You can't be cheated out of your money. Because your satisfaction is guaranteed and you're safe, there is no contraindications with man-made chemical drugs. They're truly as different as food and drugs, actually. They're at the opposite ends of the spectrum, natural foods and herbs and formulas and chemical drugs. They're opposites.
Absolutely. All of the products that we mentioned in today's episode are available at straussnaturals.ca, and you can save 10% on the travel bug through May 31st. We'll be back with more health and wellness in just a few minutes.
Back to Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott on BNN Bloomberg Radio 1150.
Welcome back to Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott. Wayne, I've talked to you you know, about the Strauss Naturals products many times, and you spent many years with these. I want to know the most standout, profound, effective time that Strauss Naturals came in for you.
Well, it was right off the bat, and their flagship product, which is only 41 years old. Jim and Peter Strauss made the Strauss Heart Drops for Jim after a massive heart attack. So, like some of these originals, or unlike some of these originals that are 200 years old, these formulas, tried and true, never changed, the Strauss Heart Drops is 41 years young. And that is the most profound product that I have ever experienced in any category in this world. It's, you know, I'm here because of it. Changed my life, not only saved me, heart disease runs in my family, and a popular, that's not a good word to use, but a usual age to die is 50. And I believe with all my heart, I wouldn't have made it to 50. I was pretty convinced that I was going to break the family record and be the youngest. And, you know, I did a lot of it to myself, actually. I drank more milk than most cows in my life. And dairy and milkshakes. I know I'm the world record holder for milkshakes. My first business was a Dairy Queen.
Oh, man.
And I pretty well lived on chocolate shakes, 15, 20 of them a day. Just my favorite food, chocolate milk, milkshakes was always my favorite food. And that's how I did it to myself. When I was an athlete playing sports, you know, you don't realize it because you're fit and you're trim and you're muscular and all the rest of it. And you think, I did anyway, this is great. I can eat and drink as much as I want of anything and it's just okay. Well, that isn't the case, of course. And, but these Strauss Heart Drops, I mean, just what I experienced myself and what I've seen, you know, you'd almost think it's a miracle because it's not just heart. Blood flow is the most important body function. If it wasn't, we wouldn't have 50,000 kilometers of veins inside every one of us. It's hard to believe they could fit.
50,000
kilometers. Yes, 50,000 kilometers.
I knew the intestine was about like a tennis court, but 50,000 kilometers of veins, that doesn't even come close.
Go around the world more than once. How about that?
That's insane.
Hard to believe. It is. Well, the reason for that is every single cell needs blood. Every cell in our body, your hair needs it, your toenails need it, and everything in between. And whenever we have blocked blood flow, like total blockage to an area, whether it's your ears, your eyes, your heart certainly, or your brain, you know, the most common or most serious, I suppose, is stroke and heart attack. That's from lack of oxygen to the heart or the brain. The blood carries the oxygen, just like it carries the food, the water, the wastewater, the waste, the medicine. Everything must travel in the blood. It's the only transportation system. So every single cell has blood to it. And if we have less than full blood flow, we might expect a problem. I lost the hearing in my left ear as a young person in my 30s. And that's the first thing, good thing that happened to me. 2 weeks on Strauss Heart Drops, I heard out of my left ear. Quite by accident, crooked my phone in my left ear while I looked at my appointment book for the fellow I was on the phone with, and I heard him speak to someone in the background and heard it clearly, and I just couldn't believe, never dreamed it was cholesterol that was my hearing problem. That was the first thing. The second thing was with my bronchial. After about 6 weeks, boy, oh boy, did I clear out a lot of stuff, phlegm and stuff. I couldn't even do this without stuff coming out. Excuse me. So that was wonderful for my respiratory and breathing and sleeping better and no wheezing. And then I'd say at about the 8 or 9 week point, taking Strauss Heart Drops. Now, I was pretty plugged up, my arteries were. I was so lucky really to survive until I found those heart drops. But after about 8 weeks on them, Ashley, my energy began to ramp up, And I would say, honestly, it's really hard to relate to people. But I would say my energy ramped up dangerously because I almost stopped sleeping. I thought, this is great. I can just work and work and work and catch an hour's sleep here, 2 hours there. Jim Strauss used to warn me about that when he would stay with me a month at a time. I by month three, I thought I was Superman, and I was probably just lucky that I didn't push it too far before I had enough increased blood flow. But then since then, Ashley, I mean, here we are 20, whatever, 5 years, and, no diabetes. And I would really urge diabetics to try this, the Strauss Heart Drops. Blood flow is their big issue, and I could talk over 10 shows and tell you stories about diabetics and people that lost one leg and saved the other. Just some wonderful stories. So diabetics are right there with anyone with cholesterol or heart disease issues for the Strauss Heart Drops. You're safe and your satisfaction is guaranteed. So, there is nothing to lose. But the blood flow is just by far the most important body function. Now, you know, what's second? There's 9,000 kilometers of nerves inside our bodies. They can cause us problems too, like sciatic and so forth. But without those nerves, we wouldn't move very well, actually. But blood flow is number one. And Strauss Heart Drops are the most profound product, you know, in any category that I've ever experienced in my life. And I would really urge people to try them, whether you just think it's for prevention or you already have an issue. Don't forget as well the earlobe crease on the fatty part, the bottom part of your ear, the lobe, will have that crease or line, and that's nature's indicator of clogged arteries. I have one on each of my ears, which meant I had clogging in both sides, both sets of arteries on both sides of my body. If you just had it on one, it's the indicator that you're clogged worse on that side. This was first discovered in 1972 at Harvard. And not only was it the best indicator of clogged arteries, it was better, Harvard said, than all of the other indicators put together. Blood cholesterol, triglycerides, obesity, environment, hereditary, smoking, all of those put together were not the predictor that the earlobe crease is. And folks, if you've got a computer, Google Frank's crease, and it will show you an ear with a crease in the lobe, and you can read what it has to say. Since then, in this past 10 years, Denmark did a massive study and came out with exactly the same results. So have a look. I do. I look at everybody's ears when I meet them, and people are so surprised. If I'll say, "Have you had any heart trouble?" "Well, yeah." "How do you know?" "Well, it's right on your ears." And so that was when I first read that. That was years before. It was just really when I was starting to suffer the angina symptoms, Ashley, and years before I was introduced to Strauss Heart Drops. And I read this, and I went and looked in the mirror, and gee, sure enough, both ears. Looked at some pictures, my grandma, grandpa, Uncle Ed, everyone that died of a heart attack, they had the earlobe creases. And, you know, I never even researched. I didn't do a thing except make plans to leave early. That's what I did. I just was sure, well, I'm going to go like the others went. And I made plans for that. Well, thank God for my friend Ted that told me about the Strauss Heart Drops after his bypass surgery was canceled out in BC. And I'll tell you, that day I ordered a bottle of Heart Drops, and most profound thing in my life, actually. There's no doubt about that. So Strauss Heart Drops for me would be the single best. I always thought Jim Strauss should have got a Nobel Prize for those Strauss Heart Drops. Just the incredible results with taking them. So that's what I'd recommend first to anybody. Now, if you had a specific problem, urinary tract infection, high blood pressure, well, by all means, you know, the bladder formula, the kidney blood pressure formula. And if you have high blood pressure, your doctor won't be able to tell you whether it's your heart or your kidneys. So if you took Strauss Heart Drops and the Strauss kidney blood pressure formula, whichever it is, you're dealing with it. And once again, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So if you say it didn't work for you or you're dissatisfied, just get your money back.
Absolutely. So all of the products that we talked about on today's show are available at StraussNaturals.ca. Everything from the heart drops to the prostate drops, the kidney drops, and the travel bug, which is coincidentally on sale this month. You can save 10% up until May 31st by going to the website. Wayne, that does it for time on the show today. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, as per usual, catching up with you and hearing all your great stories.
Thanks, Ashley. It's always my pleasure.
All right, well, enjoy the sunshine, Wayne, and we'll talk to you soon.
Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott is a paid presentation. The medical recommendations and views expressed may not be those of BNN Bloomberg Radio 1150. Always consult your family doctor or pharmacist.